You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Turning report time. I'm sorry, but I'm absolutely intrigued by this story coming out of mostly New York City. But high-end restaurants apparently have started a hot new thing on their menu. They're called butter boards. And it's exactly what you think. You pay X number of dollars, 30-something dollars here, this one, a bistro in New York, $38, and you get a butter plate brought out to you. They're just like high-end butters.
Yeah.
And you just dive in.
A lot of times they'll put them on like the charcuterie board, like the wood, yeah. You know, and it's just a mishmash of smeared butter across it with various herbs and spices, and then you can dip things in them.
I'm not ashamed to say that I'm a butter fanatic, and I have told people before, like, something like a bread at a restaurant, to me, is just a delivery device for the butter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just that love the way tasty. It tastes.
And then if you doctor it up with a bunch of stuff. Mm.
Yeah. So now that's something for you to be looking for, the high-end butter boards.
Can you lick the board when you're done?
Yeah, just lick the board. Mm. Run your finger along
splinters, it. Splinters, though. You gotta watch for splinters.
This was kind of interesting. The guy whose family started Vans, as in, you know, the shoes, Vans, he was out in Hawaii, and he got tipped to the fact that Sean Penn was dining at a restaurant. So the guy went in and started talking to Sean Penn and said, look, 40 years later, on behalf of my family, I want to thank you for wearing those checkered slip-on Vans in the Fast Times at Ridgemont High movie in 1982. He said, he told Sean Penn, you made my life so much better.
Yeah, well, there you go. I have a pair of those shoes.
The checkerboard
actually, ones? All four of us do. Remember, that's the family shot we want to take when we go do family pictures again, where we're all wearing our checkered Vans.
The only Vans I have are the ones that are the Beatles Vans.
Yeah, those are cool. I'm getting quite the extensive Vans collection. I've got quite a few now, and I love them.
Well, you can thank Sean Penn, because you probably wouldn't have ever heard of him if it hadn't been for him. Hey, speaking of Ridgemont High and high school days and stuff like that, think back and see if you can get a mental image of the bully from school, whether it was junior high school, or whatever. It's one of those things where you kind of want to go on social media and see that their life has just fallen apart. Sorry, according to a new study, they tracked 7,000 people over decades, and they found that generally bullies end up making more money than the rest of us.
Oh, womp,
the
womp,
bullies
womp.
Win.
But I get and it.
They think there's a correlation between the fact that, you know, they're aggressive in school. Schools kind of unintentionally cater to the aggressive ones. And so then when they get out into real life, they are aggressive when it comes to going for the big dollar jobs and everything.
Mm-hmm, they're real go-getters.
Yeah. So we want the bullies to suffer, but sadly, they seem to prosper.
Well.
What a horrible message.
I know. I've looked up my bullies from high school, and they're big, fat slobs that have no hair now. They look
kinda
pretty miserable.
Gives you a good feeling, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I speak for so many people when I say that I'm not crazy about anybody who's running for president. And look, I'm not taking any sides. This is not a...
I think they're both great. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's not a Democrat thing. Wow. It's not a Republican thing. It's just like, God, I don't want either one of these guys. Well, some guy down in Dallas is taking advantage of that. He legally had his name changed to... Literally anybody else. That's his first, middle, and last name. Literally anybody else. And now he's got his name on the ballot. He's running for president.
Mr. Else. That's funny.
There's a great picture of him holding up his driver's license. You know, and there it is. Now, the judge who signed off on this was not happy about it, but I guess couldn't find any real reason to say no. So the dude, his birth name was Dustin. Dustin has legally changed his name to literally anybody else and wants you to vote for him.
All right.
For president of the United States.
That's cute. That's got a cute factor of 8.7. That's cute.
Yeah, I think so too. What else is trending?
Well, I'm super excited. This is by far the biggest news that you'll hear today. It is National Waffle Day, which gives me an excuse to play my ridiculous music.
Do you like waffles? Yeah, we like waffles. Do you like pancakes? Yeah, we like pancakes. Do you like French toast? Yeah, we like French toast. Dip, 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 dip. Can't wait to get them out. Waffles!
Yeah. one more dog. Okay, what?
If you had to rank waffles, pancakes, and French toast, what's the order?
Pancakes first, then waffles, then French toast. I never eat French toast.
I'm the exact same order.
I am also a child still when it comes to waffles. I have to take the syrup and fill up each and every little square.
Yeah, you're a child.
I fill up the squares, every last one of them. And that's what children do.
Even when I put that slice of American cheese on between pancakes, I also put it between waffles.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That plate all sticky.
Your boys in the morning know how to live.
What else is going on? Did I tell you that I'm getting a new dishwasher today?
We would have the exact same order of those three.
Well, the pancakes are by far the superior bread product in that
whole
scenario.
Yeah, but a lot of people want to say that. Like Gretchen says...
But I like the crisp of the waffle.
Gretchen says it's French toast all day long, number one.
I rarely, if ever, have French toast. I just feel like... I mean, obviously, you're getting probably the same amount of bread and carbs, but there's something about laying four slices of bread on my plate and then covering them with powdered sugar and syrup.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the powdered sugar part. But you know what? There's a world was changed with French toast because I used to be kind of about it until I went to that place down on Lincoln in Parker, and it was a little breakfast cafe place down there, breakfast and lunch, and their French toast they coat in like crushed cornflakes. So they dip the toast in the batter, right? Then they put it in this crushed cornflakes. Then they grill it. Oh, my God.
That'll make you feel better about yourself when you leave.
Oh, I don't care. It was so good.
I got to dig up a song for French toast is what I need to do.
Yeah.
Next time. When's National French Toast Day?
I'll look it up for you.
From bread products to chicken, Chick-fil-A is raising some eyebrows this morning with the fans of... non-antibiotic chicken because they say they're going to be making a little bit of a change. They are going to be using some chicken with little teeny tiny amounts of antibiotics, just a little tiny bit, reversing their 2014 decision of saying that all of their chicken is antibiotic free. They say none of those will be important to human medicine, but essentially just chickens that were around other sick chickens that maybe needed a little shot of something. Mm-hmm. And now they just look delicious. So, whatever, right? It's still going to be tasty. It'll be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Well, I read the thing that said so many people are screaming, threatening outraged, saying they're never going to go to Chick-fil-A. And my only response to that is, great, if the lines are shorter,
please.
Fine.
So many tweets coming out, and I had to laugh because they're probably all, you know, tweeting out on the phone that's giving them radiation. And... you know, I'm going to stay at home and eat a bowl of strawberries instead that are covered in pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
Big talkers, right?
National French Toast Day is November 28th.
Do you love French toast? Yes, I love French toast.
Especially coated in cornflakes.
I would never eat anything like that. I don't put anything like that in my body as I drink out of a water bottle filled with microplastics. Yeah. Hey, here's some celebrity crap going on. Seinfeld, they're saying, is a billionaire now. I feel like he was a billionaire already, so this might be a dated story. Anyway, he's made a lot from that goofy show, and he's got a lot of property, so. What's up with all this money? This is exciting. Dom, Adam Sandler is reportedly working on the script for Happy Gilmore 2.
Why not?
Yeah, it's time to make some more money, Dad. Time to make some more money on my sequel.
Oh. That dude's been making plenty from Netflix. He could put out a two-hour movie of him just burping and farting.
Yeah,
and
that's my next
$60 million.
To make a movie.
I mean, really, he could.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So that's going on. Here's something completely different.
Too bad Bob Barker's not around to be in it.
I know. May he rest. He ate too much French toast. Something completely different. Have you guys heard of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart? He's a rapper? No. Classical... pianist. They found a signature of his. It was just kind of scribbled down on a piece of paper on a to-do list or something, and they're gonna take that signature and bring it to auction, and it's been verified by a bunch of people. A buddy of his confirmed it was his signature, and
they
say it's
gonna
be $200,000 for this goofy little signature.
Dang.
Ruffy Amadeus.
dare me to play this whole thing.
Mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes. It's got such a good beat.
Sure, you can dance to it.
It doesn't beat this, though.
Do you like waffles? Yeah, we like waffles.
Anyway, the big takeaway from that Mozart story that I was reading is that he passed away at just 35 years old, and he had over 800 classical works. And, I mean, when did he start writing them? I mean, he didn't do it when he was, I mean, until what, probably a teenager he started?
Oh, no. He was like four when he started.
What? You're making that up.
Yeah. No, look it up. Amadeus had like a whole catalog of stuff he had written by the age of 10.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It just makes
you doing at age four?
It makes you realize that he did all this by 35, and you're probably at home today going, oh, my God, I can't get anything done. I can't catch up on all my Netflix shows.
He was a tortured soul, though, you know.
Is he the one who chopped his ear off?
No,
it's Van Gogh.
You're thinking of Van Gogh.
So one of these composer guys did something to their ears, didn't they?
Never heard about a composer doing anything to his ears.
No,
now,
there's
Beethoven
something
was
with.
Deaf. Is that what you're trying
That's
to do?
That's what I'm thinking of. He was deaf.
He didn't like stick pencils in his ears and do it to himself, which is what I want to do after you play that waffle song.
You like waffles? Yeah, we like waffles.
Yeah. Where's a pencil when you need one?
All right. Do I tell you anything else? No, I don't. Let's make our way over to that.
Clickbait.
Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Pretty darn funny post this morning, in my personal opinion. It's coming from a couple of dudes that have some pranks going on in the office, and I guess they've been going back and forth for quite a while, where one man really upped the game. He took a picture of his coworker and said, this man consumes over 20 gallons of liquid cheese in a year, and he put it on a billboard all across so town so people can see it. And it's this goofy picture of his coworker eating mac and cheese.
And I heard he had T-shirts made with the same photo.
T-shirts. The sign alone cost him $1,200. This is some epic prank stuff going on. So check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.